I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode number 203. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your team turn struggles into strengths. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I am excited to have you here today, and I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about. We are going to be discussing rights and privileges and how that applies to building better boundaries. And also, make sure that you tune in next week. We will be talking about pornography, and this episode and next week's episode on pornography, those are both episodes that have been requested by you, the listener. Okay, maybe not you specifically, but someone else who's listening to this podcast. So make sure that you come back next week for the podcast on pornography and teens. That is going to be really good. And I've had a lot of people who really like what I teach when it comes to pornography. And anyways, come back for next week's. That's going to be awesome. Today's podcast will also be awesome. And we will be discussing rights and privileges and how to use that to build better boundaries. And I'm just excited to get going. Also, I really enjoy it when people reach out to me and they're like, Ben, would you do a podcast on this particular topic? That helps me because sometimes I don't know exactly what you guys want to listen to. And when I have people that reach out to me and they're like, Ben, I am struggling with this. Could you do a podcast on this particular topic? It makes it so easy to come up with the topic for that week. So if you would ever like a specific podcast episode, probably the easiest way would be to just DM me on Instagram or Facebook. And I will take your recommendation and I'll create a podcast episode specifically for you addressing whatever question you ask. So let's go ahead. Let's dive in today's content of rights versus privileges. And part of the reason that we're talking about this is because this whole month we have been talking about building better boundaries with your teen, and understanding rights and privileges is key to having good boundaries with your teenager. And if you haven't been able to listen to any of the previous podcasts this month, you can go to the show notes, and I've got them all linked there, but go listen to episode number 200, which is how to set better boundaries, episode number 201, which is three reasons parents and teens hate boundaries, and then listen to episode number 202, which is neat advice about boundaries, and I lay out some of my favorite advice when it comes to boundaries. So let's go ahead and let's just explore this idea of rights versus boundaries. And this is important because a lot of parents really struggle with setting boundaries. In fact, in the Building Better Boundaries workshop that I've been hosting, which, by the way, there's one more next week. If you're listening to this the day that this came out, there's one more Building Better Boundaries workshops, and that will be on April 30th. So if you haven't been able to attend one yet, or you'd just like to attend another one because they're so good, you can go to benpughcoaching.com/betterboundaries, and you can go register for that. But anyways, I was talking about how one mom, she told me that in the beginning, when she would set boundaries with her teen, she felt like on a scale of 1 to 10, one being like, Me and my teen hate boundaries. We're always fighting. It always leads to an argument. And 10 being, no, we love boundaries and we feel heard and they go off seamlessly. She felt like she was like a 3 or a 4 out of 10. And after applying a bunch of these principles that I teach when it comes to boundaries, she reported she's now at like a 7 or an 8 when it comes to setting boundaries. And that's just after a few short weeks of making better boundaries, the intention and the focus of her practice. And so if you want better boundaries with your teen, keep making it a priority. And this rights versus privileges discussion is just kind of the next step. So this podcast, like I told you, was kind of a request from someone else who listens to the podcast. This is actually a mom who has been a longtime member of Impact. Like we're talking like 2, maybe 3 years inside the membership. And on a recent group call, we were talking about rights versus privileges. And this mom was like, hey, do you have a podcast about this? And I realized that I don't. So Danielle, this podcast is for you. You're kind of the inspiration behind it. So thank you for the suggestion. Anyway, there are a lot of teens who do not understand the difference between rights and privileges. And it makes sense because a lot of grownups don't seem to get it either. So today we're going to talk about rights and privileges, and we're going to talk about how to have a conversation about rights and privileges with your teen so that you can improve the boundaries that you set with your teen. And here's a little secret hack. I'm going to invite you later on to have a conversation with your teen about rights and privileges. But before you have the conversation with your teen, take some time to have that conversation with yourself and, if possible, with your spouse so that you can have some additional clarity and some awareness and some of your own inner wisdom and insights when it comes to rights and privileges. One thing I want to point out is that there are no right or wrong answers when it comes to rights and privileges. And one of the first things that I want you to realize is that what's right in my home, like what I do with rights and privileges, might not work for your home. And maybe some of the rights in my home are actually privileges in your home. And maybe some of the privileges in my home are rights in yours. And that's perfectly okay. So the bottom line is you've got to figure out what works best for you and your teen and your family and your circumstances. And don't really try super hard to get it right. Like, don't be trying so hard to get it right that you're unwilling to make mistakes. And just realize this is a skill. Like, using rights and privileges in your home, it's a skill. And with practice, both you and your teen will get better at it and you'll be amazing. So let's just explore, like, what is a right and what is a privilege? Now, keep in mind, this could look very, very different in your home, and that's okay. I'm just giving you some ideas, some examples. Take it with a grain of salt and use what works in your home. It could look very different depending on your home, depending on your circumstances. And remember, that's okay. So in my home, a right is something that I am not going to take away from you. A privilege is something optional. It's extra. It's something that I might take away. For example, in my home, eating healthy food at mealtimes is a right. Like, I'm going to feed you healthy food. I'm going to make sure that you're fed, that like you're not going to bed hungry. And that is a right. I'm not going to take food away from my kids. I'm not going to take the right to eat. Like, I'm not going to send my kids to bed hungry. That could look different in your home. But for me, I'll provide the food and it will be relatively healthy. And it doesn't matter like how much trouble you're in. You get to eat with me, with the whole family. That's one of your rights. Now, that doesn't mean that my kids will always like what's being served for dinner, and it doesn't mean that they can choose to eat whatever they like. If they don't like what's being served, if they don't have the privilege to eat something else, like cold cereal or a sandwich or something, the other option might be, well, if you don't want what's being served, you can choose not to eat. And that's okay too. So in my home, it might look like this. Eating the dinner that's been fixed. For example, the other day, I made some Argentine gnocchi. It was amazing. Little side note, in Argentina, the 29th, man, all of a sudden I can't remember. I think it's the 29th of every month is like day of the gnocchi. And everywhere that you go to eat, they just have gnocchis. And it's so awesome. Like, it's delicious. And I had been missing that meal. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to cook Argentine gnocchi. And oh my goodness, it was delicious. I'm Googling it right now. I can't find it. Anyways, in Argentina, every month there's a day where at all the restaurants that you go to, they're serving gnocchi, and it's delicious. Anyways, we're eating that dinner, and one of my teens is like, no, I don't want to eat that. It has too many onions. I can smell it. I don't want to eat that. Well, eating cold cereal because he doesn't like what I'm fixing the family, that's a privilege. That's not a right. And a privilege, you may or may not be allowed to eat the other food. Like, the right is to eat the dinner that we fixed. The privilege is to have cereal instead. Going to bed at bedtime, that's a right in my house. Staying out late, or sometimes going to bed extra early, those are privileges. So some other rights in my home might include food, water, shelter, a bed, clothing, the opportunity to wash your clothes, and on your wash day, by the way, if your wash day is Monday and my wife's wash day is Tuesday, it would be a privilege for you to wash clothes on my wife's day when you're right. We're not going to take away the right for you to wash your clothes on your day. The bathroom is a right. Privacy is a right. And there's a few other rights. So some of the privileges in my home include TV time, video games, cell phone, expensive clothing, dessert, driving one of my vehicles, alternative meals like cold cereal, staying out late, going out with friends, skipping school. And there are tons more that I just can't think of right now, but these are privileges. Now, in my home, privileges are earned. Most privileges, yeah, there's some that I might just give you because I'm a nice guy and I want you to have something, but a lot of the privileges, it's on you to earn those. For example, my teens, they get to stay out pretty late because they've earned that privilege by being responsible. They both get up at 5:30-ish to go lift weights with the football team 4 days out of the week. And they do pretty good. Like, they get up all on their own. My 17-year-old drives them both. They maintain their grades pretty well at school. They behave really well. They don't get in trouble. They do their chores, usually. But anyways, they've earned the privilege of staying out late. And my wife and I really don't care. We're not worried about them. So, like, yeah, you can stay out late. But if my wife and I don't feel like they've earned the privilege, we can restrict that privilege. And we like to have lots of conversations about that so that it's not a surprise. Like, they know what's expected. And this is how this ties to boundaries. I might ask my son, hey, what do you think would be a fair expectation for you to earn borrowing my car to go hang out with your friends this weekend? And then we go forward with the conversation and we set some boundaries. And the beauty is, he's motivated to do certain things to earn the privileges, and I'm empowering him to have a conversation with me so that he feels a sense of ownership and a sense of buy-in. He understands, oh, using dad's car is a privilege, which, by the way, guys, I usually fill up the car. Like, my son rarely pays for gas. That's a privilege. And those are things that I can have a conversation with my son and say, look, here are the privileges. And I want to just point this out. This isn't in my notes. So I'm going off script. Who knows how this will come out? But your teen, I guarantee you, is enjoying a lot of privileges that they don't even realize are privileges. Recently, I was working with a couple and they're like, we asked our child, like, how much money do you think we spend on you each month? The kid had no idea. And mom and dad were like, well, it's actually this much. And if you're going to behave this way, if you're going to spend the fun money that we're providing for you to do certain things that we don't agree with, we're going to restrict that privilege. Like, we'll keep paying for this, we'll keep paying for that, but we won't give you the fun money that you're used to. So it's an important opportunity for you to kind of have a conversation with your teen about how they can earn certain privileges. And we'll talk more about conversation here in just a minute. Aside from privileges being earned, I think this is another important thing to talk about. Sometimes rights become privileges. And here's an example. We had a foster child who was on suicide watch at our home until a bed could open up at a treatment center. And all of a sudden, this teen's right to privacy became a privilege. In fact, we had to take the door off of their bedroom. We had to give them body checks before and after using the bathroom. And we had to limit bathroom time to a minimum. Like, if they went over the time, we had to enter the bathroom. We had to check on them. That is when a right becomes a privilege. Yes, privacy normally is a right in my home. Like, I am not going to barge into your room. I'm not going to come check on you in the bathroom. I'm not going to, like, privacy is a pretty important thing. But when, as a foster parent, like, my main job is to keep you alive, all of a sudden, privacy, that's a privilege. And if I'm worried that you're going to take your own life, all of a sudden, privacy starts going away. And we got to remove the door off your bedroom. We got to make sure you're not going into the bathroom with anything dangerous. We got to make sure you're not coming out of the bathroom having hurt yourself. And so that's an example of where sometimes a right can actually be downgraded to a privilege and it can be restricted. Bottom line is, I believe that understanding rights and privileges will help your teen and you better understand boundaries. And one of the most important things that I want to invite you to do is to have a conversation with your teen about rights and privileges. Now, if you're new to me, if you're new, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for listening. If you've been around for a while, you've heard how much I talk about empowering conversations. I believe that they are vital. And if you want your teen to better understand rights and privileges, have a conversation with them about rights and privileges. And I recommend that you go ahead and ask them, like, what do you think the difference between a right and a privilege is? And that's just going to give your teen an opportunity to think, like, well, what is the difference between a right and a privilege? Sometimes I will ask questions like, what do you think would be fair when it comes to earning, insert your specific privilege here? What do you think would be fair when it comes to earning the privilege of borrowing the car this weekend? What do you think it would be fair when it comes to the privilege of eating food that you like better than whatever mom spent time cooking? You're just allowing your kid to help come up with better ideas around rights versus privileges. And you might need to start super basic. Like, hey, we're going to sit down with a whiteboard and we're going to brainstorm here and we're going to fill these two columns. We're going to have a rights column on the left and a privileges column on the right. And we're going to just write down, like, what are all the rights in our home and what are all the privileges in our home? Now, one of the things that I teach this, I always think like, so I went to Mexico, I've been to Argentina, I've been to a few other countries, and I don't really ever take the time to know what my rights are. And I sometimes think about like, well, here in the US, and maybe you're listening from Canada, I have a bunch who listen from Canada and Australia and even Europe. Guys, thank you for listening. It would be awesome, like, if you came to the US to be like, hey, here are some of the rights. Like, while you're here in the US, like, these are some of the rights that you have. These are some privileges. If you don't blank, you don't get the privilege. If you don't drive on the proper side of the road, and I'm not saying like whether like England is backwards or we're backwards, but if you're in the US, you need to drive on the right side of the road, or else you're going to lose the privilege of driving. When you have this conversation with your teenager, you're basically welcoming your teen to the country of your home. Actually, it's even better than that. Like, rather than welcoming your teen to like, hey, welcome to the family, here's your rights and privileges, it's like, hey, let's have a conversation and let's decide upon what rights and privileges are in our home. And this is a living conversation. Let's try it out for a month. If we need to adjust it and change the rights and change the privileges, we can do that. And that way you're having this conversation. It's a simple exercise. It's a simple practice to practice having these empowering conversations. And the conversation about rights and privileges might be an easier conversation than one about boundaries or having to enforce consequences. And it's just a simple progression, like practice this so that boundaries become easier. Practice the rights versus privileges conversation so that when you have to enforce consequences, it's easier. Like, the privilege is a positive consequence. Losing the privilege, man, that's a negative consequence. And it's just a practice for how to set better boundaries. Now, like I said, next week we will be talking about pornography on the podcast. It's not coming out till next week because I'm not 100% sure how I need to handle that. Plus, I'm not sure, like, will I need to mark my podcast as explicit? I'll figure that out, but that'll be next week's podcast. And like I said, on April 30th, there is one more Building Better Boundaries workshop. This has been a really good workshop. Everyone who's attended has said it was super helpful. So I want to invite you to come to that Building Better Boundaries workshop. And I want you to just understand, there is a common belief among parents that boundaries have to be hard. And most teens, in fact, all the teens that I know, think that boundaries suck and that they always lead to fighting. And it makes sense that parents and teens would think this way, because most parents and teens are experiencing boundaries that always lead to conflict. But this doesn't have to be true. And I promise you, it is possible to build boundaries in a better way so that both you and your teen appreciate the boundary and you feel like the boundary is actually safe and fair and beneficial. And if you're the type of parent who wants to build a better relationship with your teen, and if you're tired of fighting with your teen over boundaries, the truth is your teen is probably tired of fighting with you over boundaries, and they want that better relationship as well. So ask yourself this question: do I want to keep fighting with my teen over boundaries? Or do I want to start doing boundaries in a better way, in a way that's easy, in a way that will empower my teen and that will help me and my teen connect? If the answer is, yeah, I want to build better boundaries, then it's as simple as step one, going to benpewcoaching.com/betterboundaries And step two, registering for the workshop and blocking out your calendar so you can actually attend. And then step three, enjoy better boundaries with your teen for the rest of your life. It's that easy. I'll see you soon. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.